Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Live. We're kicking off the second hour here of the program. Plenty of time for you to join us if you want to talk about whatever's on your mind. I actually didn't have this story on my list of show prep tonight, but it's definitely a big one. The governor of Michigan, ostensibly the purported, well, would-be victim, I suppose, of a kidnap plot by multiple members of the... What are they? Wolverine Watchmen, I think?
I thought they were the COVID-denying Kyle supporters.
Oh, well, they'll be labeled with whatever they can be labeled with here. But Wolverine Watchmen was the supposed name of the group. They were obviously infiltrated by federal agents, and more than one federal agent, for that matter. The indictment has been handed down against six of their members, and those are federal indictments. And then another seven members got hit with state charges. They're facing quite a bit of time in prison. And they apparently some intended to instigate a civil war, according to the state attorney general. They identified the men, and two of them are founding members of the Wolverine Watchmen, which authorities described as a, quote, anti-government, anti-law enforcement militia group.
Oh, no.
They have met periodically for firearms training in remote areas to prepare for the Boogaloo, a term referencing a violent uprising against the government or impending politically motivated civil war, according to a state police detective.
Is there any kind of civil war which is not politically motivated? I mean, certainly the attacks on the people by the government are politically motivated. The drug war was politically motivated. Every time they take our freedom, it's politically motivated. So.
Well, they don't see it as taking freedoms, but we certainly do.
They don't see it as politically motivated. They just know what's good for you more than you do.
There you go. Some Boogaloo promoters insist they aren't genuinely advocating for violence, but the Boogaloo has been linked, says the AP, to a recent string of domestic terrorism plots, including the arrests of three Nevada men accused of conspiring to incite violence during protests in Las Vegas. I didn't hear about that story. Maybe it's recent as well. Boogaloo supporters have shown up at protests against COVID-19 lockdown orders and racial injustice, carrying rifles and wearing tactical gear over Hawaiian shirts.
Yeah, it's not really a matter of being in favor of the Boogaloo or against the Boogaloo. It's a prediction, not a plot. You know, they're
saying
that
it will happen.
That society is going to collapse and we should have guns when that happens. That's all they're saying.
Well, they're making it sound like something completely different in the mainstream media, of course.
Wow! Yeah. Lying in the mainstream media. What could be newer than that?
They referenced the Michigan militia back in the 1990s when a number of loosely affiliated groups began organizing and training in rural areas. They used shortwave radio, newsletters, and early internet connections to spread a message of resistance to what they contended was a conspiracy to impose world government and seize guns. Well, I mean, it looks like they were right.
Yeah, it's still going on.
I mean, right now, I would say 2020 is the big year for the whole New World Order thing. Now, I mean, New World Order, it was always a buzzword, right? And it was something that you'd hear on, like, Alex Jones. And, of course, there's that classic clip of George H.W. Bush, the original one from the 80s.
George II.
Yeah. So H.W. Bush saying that something about him bringing about a new world order. I mean, I've heard that clip played, I don't know, 10,000 times in my lifetime. But 2020 was like the biggest step in my lifetime towards that purported new world order, because it was the first time you really got to see how all of these governments around the world were essentially acting in tandem. Now, you know, with the coronavirus crackdowns and the mask mandates and things like that. Now, obviously, not everything was done in every jurisdiction per se. They all handled it slightly differently. But the themes are generally the same, right? Like masking mandates, masking orders, businesses being closed down, things like that. Those are pretty ubiquitous across the entire planet right now.
Yeah, and for no really appreciable reason.
Well, I think there is a reason. If there wasn't a reason, they wouldn't do it.
Well, I mean, for no reason that makes sense without believing that they're out specifically to harm us.
Absolutely, and they certainly are. I think the reasoning in this particular case, and no one will ever admit to it, is to get people to display their obedience. It's a clear obedience signal, right? Like, you don't have to have the slave bend at the knee in front of you. Just as long as they put the mask on, you know they're one of the ones that can easily be manipulated. And, of course, some of the people are putting the masks on in resentment, but they're doing it nonetheless. And so, ultimately, they're contributing to seeing this sort of sea of masks whenever you go out there. There's so many people, at least where I am. Now, again, this may not be true in all areas. Some places aren't as mask mandate-y as, like, Keene, New Hampshire happens to be.
And the interesting thing is, like, normally the left doesn't trust Big Pharma.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's certainly a segment of people on the left. But even these people, because it's become symbolic of Trump hatred in a lot of ways, I think. It's interesting listening to how people's arguments change when they get angry during arguments. And one of the things that people will do is if they get angry about you about the mask, pretty soon they're going to be calling you a racist because you don't wear that mask. Well, what does that have to do with anything? Well, Trump doesn't wear a mask, and he's a racist.
Yeah, it's a totem. It's a symbol.
Yeah.
It's something that you can, for them, they can look at somebody and say, oh, well, you don't have a mask on? Well, you're not like me. You must be like the guy that doesn't wear a mask, which is Donald Trump. And, of course, we have plenty to disagree with when it comes to Donald Trump. By no means are we fans of Donald Trump. I think he's entertaining, but that doesn't mean I like him. Okay? And it doesn't mean I agree with him. But the reasons for not wearing masks, I mean, Trump advocates for masks. These people act like Trump. It's only because Trump doesn't go all in. You know, he hasn't gone as full-on mask as, say, Joe Biden has. For instance, during the Biden-Trump debate, afterwards, Biden's wife gets up in an area in which the entire room, everyone had been tested for COVID. There was, you know, tremendous provisions that had been put into place in this particular auditorium. But yet the woman gets up on stage to greet her husband afterwards wearing a mask. And the same thing happened last night. Again, I didn't watch the debate, but I did catch the very end of it. I was tuned into Vincent's show on DLive, and he was doing some commentary on the end of it. And the same thing happened. The husband of Kamala Harris gets up wearing a full-on, you know, face mask, and Pence's wife did not. So these are these sort of symbolic gestures when obviously the husband shouldn't be worried about infecting his wife unless they're constantly wearing masks around each other in their own home. I mean, it's just ridiculous on its face. It's total symbolism.
Yeah, and the other interesting thing is if everybody had been tested for COVID before that debate, and it seems quite likely that they're tested regularly, why would Trump show symptoms the day after the debate? Because it takes a while.
I don't know.
For that stuff to kick in.
Maybe the test was just before he caught it, or who knows.
Yeah.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts, though. You can comment on whatever you want. Bonnie's in New Hampshire. Bonnie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's up, you guys? How are you doing?
Hey, Bonnie, go ahead. What's on your mind?
So I'm in New Hampshire right now. I'm usually calling from Texas every time I've called.
Oh, wow.
But I came up here for a job. And I just wanted to say, like, it's actually, like, culture shock how different it is. Like, I'm always in San Antonio. I don't leave San Antonio, so I can't really speak for all of Texas. But, there's every single person I see is wearing a mask. And, like, there has been one person ever that said something bad about a mask in public, and I was like, whoa, what the heck? And, like, here, it's crazy. I can walk into everywhere I've wanted to without a mask on.
Okay, hold on. So where are you in New Hampshire? Whereabouts? Are you in a city? Are you in a town?
I'm in Manchester, but I've been canvassing, so I've been going to, like, random places. I was in Cheshire County today.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Should have stopped by and said hi.
Yeah, you should have.
Well, can I go to your nightcap?
Oh,
Absolutely.
Absolutely. We'd
tomorrow
love to.
Tomorrow night at midnight.
Yeah, well, tomorrow night at 11:59 p.m. Hang on, Bonnie. I want to hear more about the culture shock, more about what it's like coming from Texas, which is supposed to be, you know.
I thought they were red in Texas.
Right? We'll get into that. She sounds like she's from the San Antonio area there. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Up in New Hampshire for a job? Maybe you'd want to stay. There's more freedom, that is. It's Free Talk Live.
Maxwell, she was scratchy and losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to chicken. Another vet says, he's the drain. Third vet says, it's the weather. Then somebody said,
DINOVITE.com.
It took 2 weeks, and the dog stopped itching. The hair stopped falling out. The Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
He gets Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. By the way, I want to say thank you to Izzy, who is a Free Talk Live Gold Amplifier. Izzy contributes $10 a month And thank you so much for doing that to the AMP program over at amp.freetalklive.com. It is a way for you, like Izzy, to get behind what we do here on Free Talk Live and help us get on more radio stations to bring the ideas of freedom and liberty to more people all around the United States and around the globe, for that matter. So thank you, Izzy. You can join Izzy and a couple hundred other folks over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And nobody.
And I think Bonnie is also one of those amplifiers, if I recall correctly. Bonnie, you're up here visiting New Hampshire on a job, or maybe moved to New Hampshire on a job. It sounds like you're doing political temp work, though. You see, you're going door to door.
Yeah, I'm only here until, like, November 3rd.
Oh, well, at least you get to see the leaves change, right? Like, do you get that in Texas?
Yeah. No, it's so pretty to me. Like, it's crazy how, like, it looks like it's, like, from a movie. It's not real.
Yeah, it is really beautiful, and you've come at the right time of year because the leaves are already in the process of changing, so you'll probably get to see the whole thing between now and the end of the month. So you're staying up here for the election, and you said it was a culture shock. You're from Texas in the San Antonio area. Now, is San Antonio known as one of the more liberal cities in Texas? I don't know a lot about it.
It's not, but it's still weird the way that everybody is just completely following the mandate. There's a mask mandate for the entire state, but I haven't even bothered to go to Austin. I'm sure it's worse there.
Mm.
But like, my sister got fired from Uber in Austin because, like, they told on her, like, a customer told on her for not wearing a mask. Yeah, wow. But like, it's just like the last time we went to a bar before they closed them all, like, they, every single bar in Texas is supposed to be closed.
Mm-hmm.
There was cops walking around. They closed karaoke, which is the only reason I was there.
And
you had to sit at tables, and then, like, now they're just completely closed. Like, honestly, it's, like, evil, the way they just took away my whole life. Like, all I want to do is karaoke.
Oh, wow. Oh,
man, I do enjoy some karaoke, and it has been, I don't know if they're having karaoke up here, because there are still a lot of restrictions in New Hampshire, so even though you're comparing Texas to New Hampshire, and you're seeing that New Hampshire seems to be more free, and that may be true, and certainly, like, overall, it's definitely more free in New Hampshire, just generally, but specifically in the COVID area, there are still restrictions. I know that there was a bar here in the Keene area that was told, no dancing. That if the liquor commission comes in and catches people dancing, that the bar owner could lose his liquor permit.
Which makes me go want to dance in the liquor commission's office.
And ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody got that.
but there's also mask mandates here in New Hampshire. Now, there isn't one on the state level, except for groups of over 100. And so those really that really comes into play. And of course, we've disobeyed that already here in New Hampshire or in the Keene area. But Keene, for instance, the city of Keene does have a mask mandate. The city of Nashua, Concord, there are several cities in, I believe, Durham as well. Several of them in New Hampshire do have these mandates. So Manchester's one of, I think, surprisingly, one of the cities that actually doesn't have it yet. They've been proposing it. They've been talking about it, but it hasn't yet passed. So I suspect if you come out to Keene and you're here during the daytime and you walk around, you will see a high level of compliance, especially inside of businesses, sadly. So it's not perfect here.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say that's really interesting, because I thought that, like, you didn't have one at all because Manchester was the biggest city, right?
Right, and they don't. So it's in New Hampshire, it's city by city or town by town as to whether or not there are mask mandates. And it's only really the cities. There may be a couple towns, but it's a handful of the cities, I think. I think there's maybe like 5 to 7 jurisdictions that have it here in New Hampshire. And the penalties are different. Nashua's got up to $1,000 per person, including the employees, including the business owners. The Keene one only targets the business owner, doesn't target the individuals, and that's the one we're suing over here in Keene, me and Aria and a local restaurateur named Malaise, who owns the pho noodle place called Pho Keene Great here in Keene. So it's different depending on where you are. So were there any other things you've noticed? You mentioned culture shock. Was it just about the masks, or are there anything else that stands out to you?
It's pretty much just the masks, but if now since you told me all that, if there's any type of protest about the mask mandates for Manchester, I'll try to go on here.
Yeah, actually, they've been having them in Manchester, but the problem with the Manchester events is they've been having them too often. So the guy who's behind it, who we've had on the show in the past, his name's Footloose. Mm-hmm. He's a cool guy, really great activist, really motivated. Mm-hmm. But he's so motivated that he's the most motivated of all of the people. So he's the kind of guy, he wants to be out there every day.
Right.
Holding a sign. But you don't want to be out there alone. So he's doing them twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays there in Manchester in front of City Hall. But it's just so often that the amount of time the average activist or the average person can commit to this is very, very low by comparison, because they got to, you know, go to a job or they got kids to take care of or whatever their reasons are. People are busy. And so having them less often than twice a week would probably increase the number. If it was like once a week or once every other week, it would probably increase the number of people who could attend. So we are probably going to see some changes to the schedule of those events happening in Manchester. Mm-hmm. There is going to be one happening in Keene on the 19th from 4 to 6 p.m. So if you're around and about then, you may want to come out to that one. And we'll look forward to seeing you up here, Bonnie. Hopefully we'll see you at the Nightcap, which we've been doing here for, week 31 this week?
Yeah, this is going to be our 31st time going out and on the town common and drinking beer against the machine.
And it's a good time.
So, you guys have a good night.
Thanks, Bonnie. Appreciate it. Look forward to it. And make sure you dress warm, because it's cold tonight. I suspect it's going to be cold out there tomorrow.
Well, she sounds like a bonny lass.
Indeed. Let's go to Robert, also a known nightcapper. Robert from Vermont.
But not quite as bonny.
Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
No, I'm sure I don't look anything like Bonnie.
No, but it's the diversity that makes the world interesting.
Exactly. Hey, I have some famous breaking news over here.
You got to talk right in the phone. You're a little muffled there. Breaking news, you said?
Yeah, I have some breaking news over here.
All right, break it.
The state of Vermont is the 11th state that's now full-on recreational and sale of cannabis.
Wow.
Congratulations, Vermont.
Now, so Vermont, I think it was last year, had gone ahead and legalized cannabis for possession. And I think that there was some growing that was allowed, personal growing. Isn't that right, last year?
Absolutely. I just finished up my fourth year, and I did pretty well for myself.
Are you, I don't know if you want to say what you're, I guess it's legal now, but you're saying you were growing cannabis?
Yeah, I think going over here.
I don't know if it was illegal for 4 years, so let's just say this.
No. I mean, technically, they probably could prosecute him because the statute of limitations hasn't run out, but it would be a very strange thing to do.
Robert, good news, man. Thanks for bringing that up tonight. Definitely appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-453, and maybe we'll see you tomorrow night. It's going to be a good nightcap tomorrow night. We got people coming out here. We've had a lot of visitors recently, too, which is cool. Had a dude show up on the front porch yesterday, come up from, I think, Mississippi. All the way up here driving a truck, which is really cool. So you never know who's going to arrive here in the Shire. It's Free Talk Live.
Nice.
News from news.bitcoin.com. DocumentLink shows trillions of dollars of illegal activity by major banks. Alibaba files more blockchain patents than any other company in 2020. MicroStrategy, a publicly traded company, bought $175 million worth of Bitcoin last week. As little as two-thirds of Bitcoins will ever circulate. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says there won't be any standalone bill to help America's airlines without a larger COVID relief package. At her weekly press conference, the speaker said she won't move forward without guarantees for further relief.
If we don't have a guarantee that we're going to be helping our state and local employees, that we're not going to be able to crush the virus, that we're not going to address unemployment, that we're not going to have them. And some of these issues, we have come to some area of agreement, but some of them we have not. But they have walked away from the whole package.
New data shows former Vice President Joe Biden pulling ahead of President Trump in the latest set of polls. The Real Clear Politics general election polling average shows Biden widening his lead by 2.5 points to 9.7 points ahead. The NBC News polling average has Biden leading the president 51.6 to 41.3%. This is USA Radio News. Protests are continuing to take place in parts of New York City as coronavirus restrictions remain in effect. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg explains.
Members of the Jewish community in Brooklyn are protesting tight coronavirus restrictions. Governor Cuomo saying the infection rate is higher than 8% in Borough Park, where people filled the streets on Wednesday.
To the extent there are communities that are upset, that's because they hadn't been following the original rules. That's why the infection spread.
The Jewish community speaking out against what the government deems non-essential business and school closures, along with houses of worship limited to 10 people in a number of coronavirus hotspots in Queens and Brooklyn.
South Korean officials say North Korea may be planning to show off a new set of missiles in an upcoming parade. Recent satellite imagery shows a large number of troops gathering on the outskirts of Pyongyang, apparently practicing for an upcoming parade to celebrate the 75th anniversary of the founding of the ruling Communist Party. Experts believe the show of military force could be to get the attention of the U.S., as North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is said to be frustrated with the lack of nuclear talks with the United States. This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. Yep, it's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. So, AnyPay has been a long-time sponsor. We've been big supporters here of AnyPay on Free Talk Live, and they, just a few months ago, came out with a major upgrade to their payments platform to make it easy to take payments as a local business owner. You know, you want to take cryptocurrency payments, and that's specifically what I'm talking about. AnyPay doesn't mess with credit cards or any of these old money systems. It's cryptocurrency to allow you to take Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Bitcoin SV, and Dash payments at your local business. You can use AnyPay. Go to AnyPayInc.com, AnyPayInc.com, and that is where you can get signed up and get started. It's super easy and super fast to do this. And the upgrade that they made earlier this summer to what they call AnyPay 2.0 has really made AnyPay the fastest way to pay. So when you pay with Edge Wallet, for instance, and there's a few others like the Hand Cash Wallet for BSV, but Edge Wallet works great for all of the different cryptos that AnyPay accepts. When you pay an AnyPay invoice with Edge Wallet, it is instant. I mean, there's no more waiting. It used to be it might take 2 or 3 seconds, maybe 10 or 12 on a slow day. But and that was still like competitive with a credit card as far as how fast it was. But now it's like boom, you hit the slider on the payment, your wallet spins for a second, it's there. Sometimes AnyPay registers the payment before your wallet even says that it's been paid. So AnyPay 2.0 is way faster than the original AnyPay. The downside is that the technology is not supported by all wallets. So if you've got Edge Wallet, you're good to go. But if you've got Coinomi, it's not going to work at all. If you've got Exodus Wallet, it's not going to work at all. So there's some major wallets out there. Bread Wallet is messed up. It's not working right. So it's not the same.
Bread Wallet.
Yeah, that's another one that we just found out about recently. I think a lot of people on iOS have that one. Anyway, there's a lot of these wallets out there that they don't have what it takes to work with AnyPay 2.0. And that could be a real disappointing experience for somebody who, let's say, they come to Keene for the first time and they're like, oh, I can spend cryptocurrency here. I want to try that. Or they're in Bangkok where there's a lot of AnyPay businesses, or in Caracas where there's some of them as well. And they try for the first time and it fails the first time. We don't want anybody to have that experience.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, the best way that I can think of to help with this is to actually contact these wallet providers and ask them to get up to speed. Ask them to make it so their wallet works for payments. I mean, isn't that why you have a wallet? Is for payments, not just to hold money. You want to use it at some point. So if you want to help us do this, you can go to anypayinc.com/upgrade. And there's a great little explanation that Derek J. from AnyPay wrote about why this matters and what's different between the old AnyPay and the new AnyPay. So and then down at the very bottom of the page, there's a list of wallets that already support AnyPay and will work just great. So if you switch to those wallets, you're good. Or if you want to help us get Coinomi and Exodus and RelayX, Mycelium and others to get 100% on board with this payment technology, then there's contact information there. There's even like a suggested couple paragraphs that you can send over, linking them to information on sort of the technical, so their programmers can get up to speed on how to fix their wallets to make sure that they're able to be, you know, in 2020 with payment technology. Some of these wallets are, you know, stuck in 2014, basically, so it's time to get caught up.
Although I don't think this protocol didn't exist before 2019, did it?
That's what I'm saying. They're stuck in like 2014.
Well, no, they're stuck in 2019.
The BIP 70 came out long before 2019. I mean, I don't want to get into the weeds on the actual tech behind it, but they do have information about this for you. So go to
I'll look at that.
AnyPayInc.com/upgrade. Go ahead and read through that page, and if you're a fan of if you like Coinomi, if you like Exodus, and I like Exodus a lot. I think it's a great multi-platform wallet. And then this is the one thing they're missing. You know, they're always updating and they're always putting new features in. But, hey, make it so I can make payments in real life. I have personally reached out to Exodus because it's one of the wallets that I use. I use multiple wallets, but that's one of them. But if you're a Coinomi user, please go to anypayinc.com/upgrade. And if you've tried a wallet on AnyPay and you found out it doesn't work and AnyPay doesn't know about that yet, you should probably let them know, and then they can add that to the list of wallets that should be contacted. Because if enough people were to reach out to these wallets and say, hey, I'm trying to make a payment with your wallet and it just doesn't work, help. You know, maybe they will. Maybe they'll hear the message. So that's the idea. AnyPayInc.com/upgrade. So toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. At the very beginning of the show, I mentioned that there's going to be a crackdown, another re-crackdown. So first they kind of let off businesses in New York City a little bit. Like, they let restaurants open up outdoors, not indoors, but outdoors, and they let some of the so-called non-essential businesses open with, I'm sure, ridiculous restrictions. But now they're cracking down again on several zip codes, I think like 9 areas of New York, Queens and the Bronx specifically, where they're saying, thou shalt no longer open a business. You will be closing your businesses. You will be, if you're a restaurant, only takeouts, no outdoor dining. And as a result, hundreds of members of the Borough Park Orthodox community, according to the New York Post, took to the streets Tuesday night, defying orders to disperse and lighting a fire in protest of new state-mandated restrictions imposed on area synagogues, schools, and non-essential businesses over a COVID-19 surge. One large crowd huddled closely together at the corner of 50th Street and 15th Avenue at about 9 p.m. as community activist Heshy Tischler ripped Governor Andrew Cuomo and Mayor Bill de Blasio over the order that shuts down schools completely and limits houses of worship to 10 people in certain COVID-19 hotspots.
That is so unconstitutional.
It totally is. It's an unconstitutional violation in multiple ways. There's the obvious violation of the right to assemble, which is right there in the First Amendment, and an obvious violation of another First Amendment protected right, which is your right to religion.
Mm-hmm.
So both of those things being violated, and that's, you know, we've had some great religious pushback against this over the last several months. There were the Southern preachers who were arrested for continuing to have services despite the so-called lockdowns and these mandates, and then also the Jewish community of Orthodox Jews up in New York City. They've been protesting this for a while. This isn't their first time out in the streets. It was several months ago we were reporting that they had, like, I don't know, at least 1,000-plus people in the streets, like real close together, packed in tight for a funeral, actually. So I guess that's something that they do for their funerals, and they're not going to stop just because some government goons are saying stop. And
yeah.
I got to say, I have a real appreciation for that.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for fighting back.
Much of the borough park is subject to those measures, the most restrictive, which also shutter so-called non-essential businesses. The level of restrictions broken into three color-coded categories is guided by coronavirus diagnosis data. Tischler told the crowd after tearing up his face mask, quote, "It's called civil disobedience. We can fight back. Do not allow them to torture you or scare you," he said, referring to the elected officials.
Mm-hmm.
So, kudos.
Yeah. And the thing that I am noticing is I don't feel fear coming from people anymore. We were talking about the difference with the mask, and I don't feel the fear coming off people like I did in New Hampshire. Most people seem to have the attitude, "Oh, these stupid masks."
How can you tell? Have you spoken to them?
Not so much by speaking to them.
I hesitate
but by
to apply.
Being very aware of people like shying away from me in the early days.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I was maskless, people would be like, "Oh," like they had to stand back.
That happened to me today,
and
dude.
Really?
Right when I went to go pick up the sandwich I ordered at the pizza place. They got two doors. I was walking in one door. Dude with a mask on was about to walk out that door, literally turns around, and then goes out the other door.
Oh, wow.
Specifically to avoid me. And I've had it happen in the streets in Concord within the last couple of weeks. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody. Confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare.
there's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot preparedness company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Just dial in. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
And nobody.
We're talking about civil disobedience when it comes to mask-wearing. Large numbers of Hasidic Jews, Orthodox Jewish folks in the streets there in New York City protesting shoulder-to-shoulder. So saying, forget about your social distancing BS, we're ripping these masks off, we're throwing them in a fire. They started fires in the middle of the streets and just lined up and burned their masks publicly, which is an amazing thing. You want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. One of the,
They even gave one of their snitches stitches.
They literally did. According to one story, a different Orthodox man who opposed the anti-mask crowd, this story according to Gothamist.com, was deemed a snitch and reportedly hospitalized after a mob of protesters beat him with rocks. His brother told the Gothamist he was severely injured and knocked unconscious and was doing better as of Wednesday morning. But hey, you know what? You're in the wrong place, buddy.
I guess.
I'm not saying it's okay to beat somebody, but then again, if this guy actually was snitching on people, you kind of get what you...
You deserve.
Yeah. You put that out there, dude. So
snitches get stitches.
Universe gave it back to you. Tischler, who's one of the activist leaders there, Heshy Tischler, told the crowd, "It's civil disobedience. We can fight back. Do not allow them to torture or scare you," he said, referring to the elected officials, one of whom actually showed up at another protest on 13th Avenue, a councilman named Kalman Yeager, who spoke to the crowd, saying, quote, "We are not going to be deprived of the right that we have in America, like everybody else in America, the right to observe our religion." So clearly this is one of the few councilors who may have voted against some of these COVID crackdown measures.
Well, it's interesting. I wonder if he voted against them or if he just thought they shouldn't be applied to his people, because a lot of times politicians think that these sorts of things shouldn't apply to them and their friends.
Well, regardless, he was there and said some good things at the event. Things turned unruly when the crowd lit a rubbish fire after midnight at the intersection of 46th Street and 13th Avenue and then chased away two city sheriff's deputies who responded.
Oh, yeah, that was some interesting footage, too.
There's video of that, huh?
Yeah, it's on video.
What happens?
Well, I didn't actually see very much of the video. We should probably have a look at it.
Okay, well, I don't have it in front of me, so I don't know where we can get it from. But earlier in the night, Yeager was among four Jewish lawmakers who released a joint statement slamming Cuomo over the edict. They wrote, quote, "We are appalled by Governor Cuomo's words and actions today. He's chosen to pursue a scientifically and constitutionally questionable shutdown of our communities.
But the science is settled."
His administration's utter lack of coordination and communication with local officials has been an ongoing issue since the start of the pandemic, and particularly recently as we face this uptick. The lawmakers said that even though they represent COVID-19 hotspot neighborhoods, the Cuomo administration has left them in the dark leading up to Tuesday's decision. And again, for those just tuning in, the decision was to crack down on a bunch of different areas of New York City, including several districts in Queens and the Bronx, and basically disallow any businesses that are so-called non-essential from even opening. So if you were allowed to open up, sorry, they're taking that away from you again. Businesses, restaurants, you were allowed to have people outdoors eating. Sorry, that's not going to happen anymore. You can't even allow anyone to eat on your premises anymore. Takeout only.
Every job is essential to the guy who does it.
Exactly. And also brought up by the legislators was Cuomo's choice to display PowerPoint images of New York's Jewish community gathering in mass during his Monday press briefing. Quote, Governor Cuomo's choice to single out a particular...
They do mass now?
Gathering en masse.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Governor Cuomo's choice to single out a particular religious group, complete with a slideshow of photos to highlight his point, was outrageous, said the officials. Quote, his language was dangerous and divisive, left the implication that Orthodox Jews alone are responsible for rising COVID cases in New York State.
Wow. And people actually think the masks have something to do with that. That's crazy.
That people think masks have something to do with what?
With that whether or not you wear a mask is going to affect whether or not you get this virus.
That's a great point.
I just don't buy it.
Well, and you know what? Here's something to back that point up, nobody. Headline from our very own Nashua, New Hampshire. Substantial spread of COVID-19 now seen in Nashua, according to health officials.
Oh, isn't that special?
Because Nashua's the city with the most draconian of all the mask ordinances.
Yeah.
So it's not working. If that's what you think's going to work, it's clearly not working.
Well, if you've got something moist and wet, moist and warm on your face, then, maybe...
It's a collector for stuff.
Yeah, things can collect and they can reproduce in that warm, wet space.
Yeah. The story out of Nashua coming from WMUR, where the spread of coronavirus in Nashua is now considered substantial, up from moderate, according to Nashua public health officials. They said they've been following the trend of rising cases. Note, there's nothing about rising deaths.
No.
Rising cases.
No. Or even about getting people getting sick.
Well, rising cases. I guess you're right. That doesn't mean they're getting sick.
It doesn't mean they're sick. It means they're testing. They've got antibodies.
Right. That's a good point. Our new case, they say, is per 100,000 is about 100.7, which is what pushed us from moderate community-level transmission to substantial community-level transmission. So what is that, a tenth of a percent?
Yes, one in a thousand.
Yeah. Epidemiologist Angela Constantino said COVID-19 numbers in the rest of the state have been trending up for the past month. As schools reopen and the weather turns colder, she said each individual case is having more of an impact. Quote, that means each case is exposing more than they did in the spring, which in the long run leads to more cases.
Oh,
she
said.
Yeah, well, oh, no, people might get this and then beat it and then not have to worry about it.
Yeah.
Nashua's public health director, Bobby Bagley, said slowing the spread depends on people following good practices, including washing hands, wearing a mask, and practicing social distancing. And the decisions that I make personally are going to have an impact on those around me, she said. Nashua had an ordinance in place requiring the wearing of a mask when social distancing is not possible. Bagley says she thinks it's making a difference. Quote, we could have had more cases if we didn't have the mask ordinance, although that's hard to measure. Thank goodness she admitted that, at least, because, again, it's...
But the science is settled.
Yeah, you don't get to compare the two different realities, right? We can't compare what Nashua would have been like without a mask ordinance, but we can certainly look at other cities that don't have mask ordinances and don't have the same level of incidence that Nashua does. So, I mean, you really can't draw any kind of conclusion about whether or not the masks are effective. It suggests that they're not effective at all.
Yeah, or possibly counterproductive, which a lot of people have suggested.
Well, I think there's a good argument for that. We had Dave from Saipan call in last night. He did a test wearing, he put a mask on. He had some sort of an air quality measurement tool that he inserted between the mask and his face, I guess. And what do you know? The CO2 that, you know, you're breathing out is at a higher concentration there. And oxygen is at a lower concentration.
Yeah.
If you are not getting as much oxygen as you're used to and you're re-breathing in the stuff you're breathing out, over time, that can't be good for you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're probably not going to keel over and die tomorrow because of it, but, you know.
But you're almost certainly not going to keel over tomorrow and die of the COVID.
That's probably true, too. So, again, the Nashua ordinance got worse within recent weeks. Just a couple weeks ago, they passed a more severe ordinance, which will punish not only business owners and the individuals who don't wear masks, but also just the clerk at the store. So, you know, the teenage kid behind the counter, if he doesn't throw you out of the store or refuse to sell you things, then he or she will be punished with a up to $1,000 fine. Over the weekend, Manchester was also labeled a red community by state officials, but has since dropped to yellow or moderate. Manchester health officials say they can't speak to how the state categorizes case numbers without color coding, as the city uses its own system. So Nashua is red. Manchester was red, but it's now yellow. Manchester has more of a population than Nashua does. It's like 100,000 or so in Manchester, maybe 120,000. Nashua's like 70 or 80,000. So Nashua has the mask mandate, a very strict mask mandate.
Mm-hmm.
Manchester does not have a mask mandate. Nashua has more COVID cases than Manchester does per capita. So you decide what that means.
Yeah, it's interesting. And if you look at the cities where it's been worst, it seems like the cities where they've been doing more stupid stuff are the cities that are getting hit worse. And, you know, it's hard to tell because to some extent that makes sense, but I wonder if what's cause and what's effect.
Indeed. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I know I am not going to be told what to do. Civil disobedience, I'm on the side of the Orthodox folks in New York City.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now's your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at Wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.